Mary noticed that the wine has run out. But it's beautiful and inspiring what she did. When she sees the problem, she does not panic or try to solve it herself. She turns to Jesus and simply states, "There is no wine." In her confidence, Mary does not provide instructions or solution. She doesn't dictate how Jesus should respond. She places the need before him, trusting entirely in his wisdom, power, and time. And here we have an important lesson for our spiritual life. Probably it is not so common to present to God only the situation. Usually we present to God the situation and the solution that we would like to have. God, though this, God, I'd like to have that. We present to God the instructions. Please, God, follow these instructions that I'm presenting to you. Usually, we try to do this, but it is different. Our spiritual life and our daily life can be guided in a totally different way. We can present to God just the situation, believing that he has the wisdom that is needed for this kind of situation, believing that he can give what we need with a wisdom much bigger than ours. And sometimes we think that we have the solutions, but maybe not. But when we present to God simply what we have, the situations that we are living, and believing that he can come and help us, probably the situation can be lived in a totally different way. And Mary invites us to do the same. Her faith was not based on knowing every detail of God's plan, but on her trust in him. And here we see how God can do, because we see the abundant grace. When Jesus performs the miracle, he doesn't provide just enough wine to keep the party going. He gives an overabundance. He provided the finest wine in abundance. And this is the nature of God's grace. It is not stingy or calculated. It is overflowing, sometimes extravagant and abundant. God can take the water of the ordinary moments of my life and transform it into the finest and most abundant wine through his grace. And this miracle was symbolic, not only for the quantity, but also for the quality of the wine. The quantity and the quality of what God can offer us, of what God can provide for us, is far greater. But it's not so easy to develop this kind of faith. It is not so easy to believe that God can come with more quality and quantity for the situation that we are living. And this spiritual process is the base of what we know as the divine will, the will of God. And here for me, It's a so important topic, because for my life, this is the most important spiritual key that we can have for our lives. Believing that there is one will beyond my will, greater than my will, that can guide my life. There is one image that can help us to understand what is the divine will. And the image is very interesting, because we can understand the dynamic of the divine will as a kind of big river. We can think about, for example, the Bow River, a big river, and that river is the divine will. And our own will, our human will, it can be a kind of very, very tiny creek that goes to that big river, the river of the divine will. It will be myself, my water, but now being guided through a different water, flowing in a different way. And that is the divine will. When we are able to align those two wills, being guided by this one that is divine, probably we can live this kind of experience. And this will is something greater than our own will. It is this something greater that has the power to place me in a different dynamic, where my life starts to be directed differently. A grace that thoughts and inspires, bringing about situations, providing moments where we realize that something greater than what we see is happening within us and with us. Why? Because the divine will is at work. And we are not dictating what God needs to do. We are saying yes. We are saying I'm here and desiring to be led by this divine grace that has the power to shape our history. This grace carries me forward, opening new paths, unfolding events, and filling my life with meaning beyond my own understanding. And we are invited to place our needs before God. When we place our needs before God, we can't imagine what He can do through our history. We can't imagine how one parish totally guided by this divine will can be a kind of sign of the God's presence and the God's will and mission. It is something totally different, because when the divine will is in charge, this divine will, this grace can reach the hearts, inspire some people, and bring in them. The divine will works normally through our history, and not only in our heart, giving us this kind of a personal or inner discernment. He provides what we need. He brings moments and experience that will help us to understand how He is guiding everything. And I will present to our community, to all of you, next month, a little sign of this divine will, how God can work in a way that we can't expect, how this grace can become present in a totally unexpected way in our life and in the life of our parish. If the wine has run out, we have just to present to God, God, there is no wine, but I'm here. I'm open to your will, and I know that you can provide the wine that we need. How? I don't know, but you can. You can. And with this kind of trust and confidence, we know that the divine will can be in charge of our lives, of our family, and of our community. And may God bless and inspire all of us. Amen.